Hello, Divine Ones. Welcome to the Sunshine Experience. I am creative expressionist Sunshine LaVere, your intimacy facilitator for this hour, and I am here to help you become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. Per always, today's experience will be full of all things true, delightful, loving, freeing, and expressive. So relax with yourself or your divine lover. Sip on some hot tea or mellow out with a glass of Get Right. And snuggle up to your ears that your heart may fully embrace the sunshine experience. And I am extremely excited about tonight's show, as I know many of you are. I have received a lot of interest in tonight's show, which is sensuality versus seduction. I suppose this could be the greatest versus battle that you've attended so far. I'm just cutting up. So as you know, the Sunshine Experience exists to, you know, kind of arouse your intimate connection with yourself, your world, and the lover you desire. And we do this by using our internet, not only the internet, but intellect and our divine connection with another and the divine. So I am here tonight, as always, on Thursdays, 8 p.m., Sunshine Experience. Now, I am experiencing a very big lull tonight in my connection. So if you are online, send me some hearts. I am live on Instagram tonight for the first time. I'm spreading my wings and over the horizons of IG tonight. I'm also live on Facebook and supposedly on YouTube, but it's kind of pulling over there. So I'm sorry for those of you listeners who listen on YouTube. But as always, you know that you get a much.com/sunshine experience with an X. And you can also always listen by phone at 515-605-9746. Now, I was on a podcast earlier tonight. I was invited to be a special guest there. And I listened by phone as well as did my interview by phone there. So Blog Talk is a great site to be able to connect with the host of whatever show on YouTube on podcast. Now, I hope you will go ahead and find me on Blog Talk and follow the show that you can get your reminders and know every time about how to go live and to earlier listening experience for you. So tonight, sensuality versus deception. I'm super excited about the show. Know that there is for the show. I didn't realize how many people kind of intertwine the two. I also didn't realize that a lot of people, a person can be very sensual without having a little bit of seductive tendency. I know it sounds weird. We're going to get into can be very seductive without being sensual at all. So we want to definitely make sure that you get in and out of it all. So I want to know you're sitting to me. This is one of the shows where you do want to get your sip on. Do me a favor, but I believe maybe other people like who happens to kind of learn science. And science means something that is an area of discovery. Art is
very deeply to get to the point where they're presented. And it's the same way for them. They have to exist. And so we need to be in touch with all the emotion to yourself, especially your physical mess and your emotion. Okay? Let's just read you a little something that I thought. The production has been popular series in love and more in an effort to gain and win power. Although it quite affected its aims, it included doctor results strongly anticipated. Signed the instrument of receiver in many cases, the pretender also. On the contrary, the science of sensuality has not been only important as a true source of power. It is generally seen as only a sexual energy. However, you are receiving the power that you choose to realize your personal power and become intimate with yourself, your world, and the little spire. And I keep that. We all people hold a level of duality. Not all. Most people possess a level of duality. It is my high numbers. And I believe this is why more people have really on self. And I believe that most people have more of the use of deduction because it's connected to your senses. So deduction is needed in what it's needed to get what they want to come, for lack of better, connect to another person. Whereas a sensual person will allow more movement in our deep to make a connection. So seduction is less need for them. It would be who they are, their very essence, that helps them to connect or draw a person in. And I'm going to unpack both of these. We're going on during the show. Now, this song is called Pain and Pleasure by Black Atlas. And it does have stars. And I'm going to venture to say that there is more a seductive element in this song. So I want you to listen to it whatever you're sitting on and listen to the song Pleasure and Pain and Pleasure by Black Atlas.
She wrote her name across it. Never saying sorry, I'm saying what, baby? It's a lifestyle. She loved me through the pain and the pleasure. Yeah, she could be the one if I let her. Yeah, I could put a name on a necklace. Yeah, we could just stay on the edge. I met her on the phone when she danced. Yeah, I gave her half a check, never worked for free. Now she up on top of the world. Take it on this life, never die. Yeah, we are living stars. Yeah, we are living stars. I mean by the night. I mean by the night. Love me by the night.
I mean by the night.
by the night. And I believe that when we look at seduction for what it is, it's a drawing in of a person in a way where they tend to have less control over themselves. And whoever the seducer is kind of pockets pieces of that person. And seduction does have its place with degrees, depending on, you know, what is at that moment. To be honest with you, some people actually want to do, whether they admit it or not. Some people want to lose control. Some people want to have being in control of themselves, but they're really not. Some people have some sort of ideas about what it means to be sensual, so they allow sensuousness and sensuality. When you read the book, The Art of Abduction, it does really kind of talk about levels and areas of manipulation. And manipulation goes way deeper into seduction. It does say about desire for love, their desire for connection, their desire for experience with another person on a deeper level to draw someone in. Because the idea to draw them in is not so much to have any sort of control of them. Sometimes it's to partially lose control of themselves and partially to give of themselves in a deeper way, only to experience a deeper connection with the other person, to lay aside weights and to lay. This is part of the reason I started the show, because for many, many years, I was told who was a woman was not good, and it was not because I do have a very deep, sensual nature about me. I think that may be partialness and desire for divinity, and I want to be extremely connected to the Creator in the sense that He is one in all. And I want to be a part of all that is in my world and in my experience in a deep way. So I've always been very introspective, even from a child, not just introspective, but very observant of people. Understand the world we live and why we relate the way they do to each other, and you know what's the actual meaning of love. There's a book definition, there's a people definition, but what is the actual human experience definition of love? And so these things cause me to have to heighten my senses in a way that I would not, first of all, become. You know, that I would not be so introverted and antisocial and closed off that I could not get those answers. I couldn't get the answer to love. I couldn't get the answers to why people are what they are, why they do what they do, and why we're here, and what are we meant to give, and what are we meant to receive, and what is the human experience all about? So I had to keep my senses open, and because I pushed myself to do this, I got in touch with my senses, my feelings, my thoughts, my ideas, my creativity. It became very hard to hide those essences, premises of myself, and so in that regard, I would draw two different types of people. I draw people who are very predatory. So psychopathic, sociopathic, pedophilic, whatever they were. You know, I draw these kinds of people because that darkness was seeking, I guess, the light of the sensuality within me, a way for the effect. Believe it or not, more likely to seek out people who have, you know, a larger, because can you imagine you're in a darkness? There is no light. It's so dark that it feels like you can cut through the darkness with a knife. It's extremely black. And you're walking alone. And you're trying to find a compass, a place to be, where you feel safe. However, because you keep acting out in dark ways, because you keep thinking dark thoughts, and because you slip deeper into darkness in your mind, in your heart, and in your actions, at some point, you slip off a cliff. And there's nothing in this spark of light. And believe there's someone there. You believe there's someone there. And you start to cry out to them for help. What you do when that person comes along determines whether or not you stay in the dark. You will draw someone who's not that famous. They're seeking a love path just like you are. They may not be on the same journey. They may even be on the same path. They're on a path of light, and they're seeking a light path just as you are. However, the more sensual you are, the less likely you are to meet people who are reality. You'll symbolize your personal entity because that's what we've taught sensuality is. It's only ever been associated with sex. Whereas we think about seduction, it crosses so many fields, so many lines. It seems, and I can be on a date. I can see that we're having a great time. I can see that this person is really into me. I'm really into this. It's probably the sixth or seventh day. But because of how I carry myself, they're very deeply into me, but may not want to cross a certain line. So I recognize it may be to me to bring them into that space of safety with me. So I will implement a small, certain amount of seduction to open that door for them. On the other hand, I may not be doing anything. Maybe it's me outside working, doing something completely irrelevant of the essence, this duality that I give off just from my being, gives them the right to violate my space and to do what they will. Sometimes it's a Ted Bundy type fashion. The person will come and they will lure you to rap. A certain amount of seduction, you know, charisma, charm. This is why we have to be very careful of our motives in whatever we do, however we present ourselves, and however we interact with others. Constantly checking in intimate connection with ourselves. Facing those dark places with us deeper into the part of us that make us us. Hello, Daryl. How are you on IG? Digging deeper in those parts that make us us. Being willing to admit actual physical violence. You, control. Though most of the time it is a limit, it is a consciousness. There has to be disappointment. I'll admit, so that can you of things. You control this. Control corporation with light. And if you are a being, if you are someone that takes place in the control of others, I just ask you a question. Did you choose the darkness? Choose you. If you chose darkness, that means you choose light. It means brightness. Someone who is willing to allow me to and to do the same. Just to ponder. Bring you the sunshine experience. I love you missed how much seduction you use on a basis without purpose sight. Do you use it for? As I stated, there are levels, there are degrees for it. It is not always. More beautiful, more right, so beautiful, true, more light. At least that's what we want. And that's what I want. And I know that's what I want for you. Tune with my minds. And you will get what you need. This broadcast was certainly created with everyone. You shared with, I want you to know that I'm here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central to bring you the sunshine experience. We will always explore things. Keep me light, fire, 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 fire,
yeah.